Great companies are all about the people. Good people become great leaders, mentors for work and life.
Welcome to Learnings from Leaders, the P&G Alumni Podcast. I'm Andrew Tarvin, humor engineer.
And I'm Roman Segal, recovering marketer. Andrew and I both got our start at P&G, the Procter & Gamble company, where we both had the opportunity to work with some amazing people. And as you may know, many leaders across industries got their start at P&G. In this series, through conversations with fellow P&G alums, we hope to go deeper with the leaders you already know but want to know more about, how they got their start, how they make it work, and what keeps them going.
It's kind of like bringing a microphone to a cup of coffee, or in my case, hot chocolate.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And no, I am not talking about Black Friday. I'm talking about my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving.
This is actually for my other podcast, Modern Minorities, where each week, longtime friend Sharon and I have minority conversations for all of our majority years.
I think Thanksgiving has always held a special place in all of our hearts because it's about two universally loved things, being around friends and family and food. And honestly, those are some of the very topics we talk about the most on this show. So we figured we'd reach back into the catalog and pull out some conversations with our many, many friends of the pod. And no, this isn't Sharon and me waxing philosophically and making a Thanksgiving menu. It's honestly just playing back two of our favorite questions with some of our favorite people. Wherever you're at and however you're doing this time of year, we hope you make time to be with folks you care about and find a moment to enjoy some great food with them. Happy Thanksgiving.
My name is Roman Segal, and I am a modern minority.
What's your favorite mom dish?
Definitely chicken saag, which is a spinach-based like curry dish. I would have had it when I went back for the holidays in December, but when my mum was here in Boston last year, she was here for like 3 weeks, and I think she made it like five times when she was here. And actually, about a year or two ago, she made it for all of my team in the office. And to this day, everyone still talks about the day that I brought the saag in, the chicken saag. It was like a monumental day, you know, bigger than any client win or any, it was like... It was like a light bulb moment of, oh my God, that was the greatest thing ever. So yeah, my mom makes pretty awesome Indian food, and that's the dish which I adore.
Yum. What's your least favorite food?
You're going to laugh because I'm Indian, but I absolutely hate, what do you call it in America? You call it cilantro, coriander, cilantro.
Yeah.
Honestly, and Roman will tell you if you didn't know anywhere, like Indian people throw,
they put on everything. Oh my God.
Everything. So like when I'm at anyone's house or like at a wedding and I'm like, oh my God, they've thrown it on top. And then like, I have to like sift it out and just look like a bum with my hands in my dish, just trying to get the green stuff out. So yeah, I cannot stand, but it's funny because I've listened to a few of your episodes, and what a really recent episode, the guy called, I think he's called Matt, and he was saying he's from California. He doesn't like avocados. And yeah. It's funny because when I heard that and I'm like, oh, and I don't like avocados at all. I just don't really understand them. And I'm a very healthy eater generally, and people get their head around the fact that I do not like avocados. I just don't get it. I'm like, they just don't taste of anything. They add no value. They're just pointless. And my wife loves avocados. But I was laughing my head off when I was hearing him say that he didn't like avocados. And I think he's married to a Mexican lady as well or something like that. Yeah.
That's
well, right. Roman, I just got a text from Prime Minister Modi. Your Indian street cred has been revoked. I'm like, Kenya.
Yeah. Do you know, it's funny because when you asked me that question, I thought of dhania, which is the Indian word. And then I thought of coriander, which is the English word. And I was just like, shit, what do Americans call that again?
When I was probably in my 20s, starting to cook my own Indian food following my mom's recipes, I remember walking into a grocery store and I'm looking for it. And the lady's like, can I help you? I was like, where's the dhania? And she's like, the what? Because I did not know that dhania was coriander, was cilantro. Because most vegetables and spices, I have three words floating in my head. And because I didn't cook, I didn't know that they were the same thing.
My name is Jean Kirtley, and I'm a modern minority.
What's your favorite mom dish?
So one thing, it's pretty simple, but I always crave, whenever I go to my mom and she asks me, like, what do I want? I usually ask for kalguksu. Kalguksu in translation is knife cut noodles. And it's like in this anchovy broth and has vegetables. You could put seafood in it. It's pretty mild flavor, and you could put kimchi in it and add different flavors. But it's just feels like comfort food for me.
That sounds yummy.
What's your least favorite food?
My least favorite food is probably Thanksgiving food.
What?
Thanksgiving food? Oh my goodness.
I don't know what it is.
Wait, like everything? The whole spread?
The turkey, the sweet potatoes.
The turkey. Stuffing. You have to add the flavoring to turkey, and mashed potatoes are usually not very flavorful. So I like have to add things in there. But yeah, I think that's my least favorite. So I usually gravitate towards the sweets when I go for Thanksgiving.
Right.
This is the question where I literally start to hate our guests. I don't know why I keep asking it. We had a guest say they like
hated pizza. Offended. He gets so offended. He's like, what do you mean you don't like those? Well, my Caribbean mother-in-law, Gian, makes this great turkey because she puts hot sauce and whole bunch of other spices. So turkey doesn't have to be. I know what you're talking about. The very traditional American way of doing things.
Yeah.
You can spice things up, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you my sister's cranberry chutney. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just do it with a twist.
Yeah, it might have been early childhood. I remember like my brother when he was six, he was like, oh, I really want a Thanksgiving dinner. And my mom had made a turkey and did the whole like traditional thing. And my dad's like, this has no flavor. And then my mom sent me home with 5 pounds of turkey sandwiches to school. And I'm like, I don't want any more turkeys. It's too much for me.
You were scarred by Thanksgiving. Oh,
it's a good tradition having family together. And
yeah,
way to save it. Way to save it.
Yeah.
I'm reporting you to immigration. Nice. This is just unacceptable.
Hi, I'm Justin Richmond, and I am a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Chocolate chip cookies, 100.
Chocolate chip cookies,
yeah.
Yum.
100. No one does them better than her either.
Does she still make them for you when you visit her?
I don't let her because, you know, I'm trying to watch my figure, you know what I'm saying? But I got
the hype. You're good.
Come on, man. I'm fighting for my life against this dad bod and high blood pressure and all that. I'm trying to keep it right, keep it tight over here. You know?
You got a lot of discipline. I admire that. I admire that.
That's right.
What is your least favorite food?
Woo, my least favorite food?
Yeah.
I love food. I love all food. I don't eat, I love food, but I try not to. I try to stay, like, regimented. I try to stay, like, you know, in a routine. But, okay, my least favorite. I'm going to say...
Like, if you went to, like, a restaurant and they had it on the menu, you'd be like, hell no, I can't.
Not a chance.
Yeah, no way.
Not a chance.
Or, like, you pick it off the plate. It's like that, you know?
I don't even do. I used to be olives. I've come around. I like olives now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to, like, there's, like, a number of things I used to not like that I'm now into. I'll say overall as a cuisine, like, people seem to love Italian food.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, like, it's not like I hate it, but it is like probably the lowest on my list of things. Like, if I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go get some Thai food, or I'm gonna go get some sushi, or I'm gonna go get whatever I'm gonna get. And I'd be real, like, Thai food's way more.
This is not top of your
list. Spaghetti is whack.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real. Spaghetti and meatball. There we go. Spaghetti and meatball. Like some Italian, like a lot of Italian food, like if you get it right, like, you know, a little whatever. Part of the thing is I can't even read those menus half the time.
You're like, what's the difference between fettuccine and linguine?
Yo, come on now. And then, and the penne and da da da.
Yeah.
Pappardelle and all this stuff. So I'm like, I don't really, but some of it's really good. But I'll say spaghetti. Man, that's for the birds, man. That's for the birds.
It's just too basic for you. I get it.
I don't like spaghetti. And I don't like meatballs.
And you don't like birds.
No. Hell no.
Yat esh e tayam banali in she trobo ani nishle nishasha bashishin do kiasani edashiche do kiani edashinale she e a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
My favorite mom dish. So there's two things. Can I say two?
Yeah, of course.
So my mom really makes these good homemade noodles, dumplings, that are so delicious that were passed on from her mom.
Ty, are you secretly Asian? Come on.
Yeah, I think you are.
I told you, I've meddled with so many different cultures. And then the other one is pozole. And actually green chili stew. Oh, there's like three.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, there's pozole and green chili stew. And
what is pozole?
Yeah, what's the middle one?
Pozole is corn hominy, white corn hominy. And yeah, what you do is basically it's mostly in pork. Use pork. Some people use chicken, but no, the New Mexico way is with pork. And then it's pretty much with chili. So it's either with red. People do green chili, but it's mostly with red chili. And it's like a soup. And then it's really good. But pozole, it's big here in New Mexico, and you eat it with a nice fresh tortilla, and that's it. That's where it's at, pozole. And so my mom makes that really good. And then, of course, green chili stew. That's like a big New Mexican staple. I don't know, Ramen, if you were able to try when you were here through New Mexico.
I ate far too much green chili on both of my that part of the world. Yeah. Not even funny.
Yeah.
There's not, the Southwest is beautiful, but the food just, that's the biggest thing I remember.
Yeah, New Mexico, we're big here on our food. We take pride in that. And that's one thing when I was living far and on the East Coast, one thing I always missed was New Mexican food. So it's nice being back here. Yeah.
What's your least favorite food?
Least? That's a good question.
Do you not have a least favorite food, Ty? You eat all things.
Come on, bring out the hate.
Like if someone put something on your plate.
Yeah, what do you get vetoed?
Oh, okay. You're going to think I'm really weird.
I already do, Ty. Let's be clear.
Okay. Watermelon?
What? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What don't you like about watermelon?
I was going to say that's so un-American, but that's not an accurate statement. So.
No, really. There's something, and this is what we think. My mom, when she was pregnant, that's all she ate. Literally, honestly, that's all she ate. And ever since I was a kid, I never cared for watermelon. So I'm that one like at a barbecue or someone if offers me and I'm like, no, thank you. Yeah.
I feel that way about cantaloupe. Like cantaloupe, I get instant veto rights on because it's garbage. But watermelon is kind of, everybody loves watermelon. That's interesting.
Yeah, I love
see, watermelon. I'm an oddball. It's strange.
I kind of do hear you though. I don't like watermelon flavored candy. That's where that makes me a little like nauseous. If it's like watermelon gum or something. That's gross.
I'm Andres Barragan, and I'm a modern minority.
What's your favorite mom dish?
Ajiaco.
Please, thank you. I don't know what that is.
It's a soup. It's a potato base. There's three different potatoes that go into creating this very starchy broth. And it's topped with chicken and capers and corn on the cob and a Colombian herb called guasca, which is typical to the Andes region of Colombia. And I've never found anywhere else other than Queens supermarkets.
Yum. What's your least favorite food?
I think fast food. I think junk food.
Be more specific. Pick on one.
Maybe like a very bad fast food, like pizza would be the worst. It's like throwing a bowl of dough with a cup of cheap oil into your stomach and letting it ferment there. See what happens.
Ugh.
And top it up with some cheap salami for that fat to just stay on top of that.
And so you're talking like frozen pizza. You're not talking you go into a pizzeria and get really bad pizza there.
I think the bad pizza at a pizzeria is probably the worst. So yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So it is a pizzeria, bad pizza. Got it.
But great pizza is one of my most favorite foods.
All right. You just redeemed yourself. You were going into dangerous territory.
I know.
I am Paris Hatcher, and I am a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Oh, a blackberry cobbler.
That sounds good. And what is your least favorite food? So what will you refuse to eat if it's like on a menu or served at dinner?
Oh, I hate onions.
Onions?
Yeah.
Like in things too? Or yes. Just like if it's the main part of a dish?
Yeah, just everything has to be without onions for me. So you should see me eat stuff that has onions. I will pick every single one out.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Yeah, onions. I hate onions.
What if it's used as like, if someone just uses it to marinate something, like if there's like some onion and some chicken?
I mean, I actually do love Ethiopian food, which is a lot of onion in it. Like it cooks down.
Yeah, yeah. Cooking.
So I can do something like that. But typically my orders are no onions. And I think about opening a restaurant called Onion.
No
has
onions.
No onions in anything. I think about that all the time.
I think you should do it. I don't know if there's enough people, but I think that's a good concept though.
People love onions so much. It's like, I realize when I say it, people are just like, what? But in the womb, it started. I could not deal with onions even when I was in the womb. Yeah.
That's fascinating. Green onions too. So like if something has scallions in it, you're like, no way.
I'd rather not, but I can I will pick it off. I will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Like I'll eat a dumpling that has like a green onion in it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not my favorite because it can be overwhelming, but I'm obsessed with garlic.
See, that is that is very, very odd. I wouldn't have expected that because they usually go together, right?
I know. Like
usually.
There's something wrong with onions. I have to tell you. There's something wrong.
Hi, I'm Steven Wakabayashi, and I'm a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Yes, she makes the absolute best dumplings. She makes the best dumplings. And as a child, I just remember she would just sit up for hours at a time making hundreds and hundreds at a time to freeze that we would then boil, fry, cook in all sorts of different ways. I just go back to it all the time when I'm missing her.
What's your least favorite food?
I struggle eating vegetables.
All of them?
All vegetables?
Hang on. As a parent, and I'm going to channel your mom, dude. Come on. If you want to love yourself, eat vegetables.
I know. Just something about the fibrous chewing nature. I'm just like, oh, just make it into a dumpling for me.
No, but can you sneak your, is that how you sneak vegetables to you? You would put them in dumplings?
Exactly. I chop them up. I put them in smoothies. I make smoothies every morning, blend like 2 cups of greens. I have to sneak myself vegetables all the time.
Just put them into some dumplings. You'll be fine.
I feel like a parent talking to his child right now.
I know. Every single
You've got to take care of yourself, buddy.
I know. My mom said the same thing.
My name is Mira Jacob, and I'm a modern minority.
What's your favorite mom dish?
Oh my God. Like if my mom were here, what would I have her make me right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for sure. Okay. I would like a masala dosa, but I want it specifically with her tomato chutney, which is so amazing. And also she does this beetroot chutney, which I love, which is also, you know, obviously the coconut chutney is always a great thing with a masala dosa, but I would go masala dosa with all the chutneys. And then, because this is my dream, I would also like puri and potato, and then I would like ras malai for dessert.
Yum.
The first time I don't know if she was my wife or girlfriend at the time, but I took her home and mom made all the favorites, right? And I'm North Indian. So it was all the fried bread all weekend. And I took her a melon mushroom and a Cracker Barrel. But like my wife was like, how did you survive eating this all the time? I was like, it was all lentils and rice. Trust me. I never got this shit.
So great. Oh my God. And so Mira, you're a mom. So I want to ask you this too. What is your like go-to mom dish that you make at home?
Oh, see, I think the one that I've been going to lately, I cook a lot. I used to cook for a living. The one that I've been going to lately is I'm doing a rosemary garlic pork loin with a green chili apple chutney. And it really works. All the things really work in it.
Sorry, is that what Z's going to say on this podcast in 20 years? Is that the mom dish he's going to play?
The thing that he's going to say? I don't know. Should we ask him like what his favorite mom dish is?
Yeah.
Like, Zakir, what's your favorite thing I make? Oh, sorry. He's in Hebrew school. I apologize. He
can't. All right. What is your least favorite food? Like, what do you have veto rights on like not having to eat?
Oh my God. Okay. So I hate all of the weird meat and potatoy things that can happen to English and American cuisine. So like, I'm not down with a pot roast. I don't really feel great about mashed potatoes. Like, I understand some people think they are amazing. They're just not for me.
Those are fighting words, Mira. Those are fighting words.
It's just not for me. All of the things, and or like really, when people overcook a vegetable, I just want to go and murder them in their sleep. I don't think there's any good reason for that. Do you know what I mean, though, right? Like, you should never overcook a vegetable. That's a terrible idea.
You just kill it. I mean, I've done that where, like, something turns yellow that was supposed to be green. Like, yes, definitely. Right. Spinach and other things. Ugh.
The green bean, right? I mean, it's just, it's upsetting what happens to green beans.
It's really.
And they should be casserole, people. They should be casseroles.
Oh, my God.
It's so true.
See, I'm terrified of a casserole. I am terrified of a casserole.
I'm literally wearing a green bean casserole shirt my sister bought me for Christmas today.
Because you love it that much. You love a green bean casserole.
Do you do the crunchy onions with them?
Of course.
That's the part I like. I will eat only the crunchy onions. That's all I need.
Yeah, me too.
Spoken like a brown person.
The rest of it's just mushy and weird.
My name is Jonathan Hill, and I'm a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Ooh. So when I would go visit her, I would ask her to make bolukluk. It's like shaken beef. It's basically like stir-fried beef, but then you serve it over like a bed of lettuce with tomatoes and hard-boiled eggs and these like pickled onions. It'd be easy enough for me. Like, I could always make that, but it was something that's like, or you get it in a restaurant, but like, I think I just always ask my mom to make it because it just makes me feel like coming home.
Yeah.
And it's funny though too, because it's like, you know, I would think it would be pho, but since she lived and the rest of my family lived in Southern California for so long, it's so cheap and easy to get pho that I don't even think they make it at home anymore. So like, it's just funny that how that changed, where I think when we were growing up in the Midwest, you couldn't just go somewhere and get pho, right? So we could only have it at home, but now that's changed. But
and mom still makes your favorite dish when you go and visit her.
Yeah. And then she makes cha ya, which is the Vietnamese like egg rolls. And she always makes, and even when I would go visit her, she'd make like 100 and freeze them, and then I'd put them in my suitcase and then take them home. Or she mails them and she like freezes them forever, and then she mails them, and so they're like just time to put them in the fridge by the time they get to us. So that's something else that she makes that I'll always like, I love that she makes and just always has them for me, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And she recently moved closer to you, you said, right?
Yeah. So it's last summer. And so it's kind of, you know, food is her love language, obviously. Right. And it's funny because I never really thought about that until I'm always like, she's always pushing food on us. But I remember being at her house. Like when we would go visit her, we'd be there for 4 days and she'd cook enough food for like 8 days.
Wow.
But we'd have to eat it all.
Yeah.
And it would just be like so much. We were like, mom, like just give us a break. Like also we want to go get some In-N-Out, like, cause we're only in Southern California, you know, once a year. Yeah. But like, I remember being at her house and reading, she subscribes to Time Magazine, and there was an article by Viet Nguyen Tan who wrote The Sympathizer. And he wrote this article about how in Vietnam, you don't say I love you. You ask if you've been fed. That's how. And I'm like here at my mom's reading this article, complaining as she's cooking too much food. And then like, I'm crying because I'm like, this is how my mom
shows her love for you.
Because, you know, and it's the thing too, like to look, you know, to put things into context, you're just like, she grew up in Vietnam. They didn't have food every day. You know what I mean? Like, because, and so just like, I can't even, again, like I can't even fathom that.
Right.
Because I've never not been able to just open a bag of chips or something, or like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, and so like, that's even more important for her. And so it's funny because it's like, again, it's like we were talking about looking at my book and looking at it a little bit differently with context of having this conversation with me. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with those stories, like in life too, right? It's like, like our parents do this thing, but then we see it in context and it looks at it totally different. And it makes you feel for it a little bit more, and I definitely, you know, be more empathetic, you know. And I think that's stories though, right?
And age and wisdom, I think that's all part of it too, right?
Absolutely. And like, there's no way that you can appreciate that when you're younger. It unfortunately, it's one of those things that takes time. And again, that's why I feel like I'm always trying to go to my mom and be like, mom, I'm so sorry, like I was a jerk, back then. Like, yeah. I understand more now. You know what I mean? Even if I'm a jerk now, I'm sorry. You know, like, we're working through it. Yeah.
That's great. I hope she listens to this so she can hear that. That's really sweet. What's your least favorite food?
Salt and vinegar chips.
Okay, we can't be friends anymore. Sorry.
No, here's the thing is I am a chip maniac. Like, but so that's the thing is that's the only, if we buy chips, I will eat them all. And so if my wife wants to have chips for her own,
she has to buy
salt and vinegar chips because she know I won't touch them. So I think it's growing up, when my dad would come home and he'd take his work shoes off, they kind of smelled like vinegar.
Oh God.
Oh, come on.
And so that's the context for that though, you know, where I'm like, I think people eat those chips and I'm like, it reminds me of my dad, not in a good way. So
exactly.
So now it's like, all right.
You know, like, Jonathan, I liked you. I reached out to you for the show and I read your books and you just ruined it, man. You just ruined it.
But now that you say that, when I have opened, I notice it the moment I open a bag of salt and vinegar chips. Like it doesn't smell like feet any other time, except that moment that you open the bag of chips and that aroma comes right out of the bag. I have to agree with you, Jonathan.
You know, Sharon, I think this podcast partnership just might be over because like...
Wait, hey, hard truths. Hard truths are happening when you ask the big questions, okay?
I'm Gina Brion, and I'm a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
A mom dish that I make or mom dish that my mom makes?
Both.
Mom dish that my mom makes will always be baked ziti. My mom's baked ziti is... And when she makes pernil, if we're talking about traditional Puerto Rican food, when she makes pernil.
What is that?
Pernil is roast pork and it's delicious. And my mom cooks it for hours. She starts the night before and it is the most incredible thing. My mom is such an incredible cook.
It's a slow roasted pork shoulder rum. And so when you get it, it's like, it just like falls right off the bone. It's
girl, really yes. It is so delicious. And my mom can throw down. My favorite mommy meal to make of late, because I experiment with a lot of foods, I made vegan biscuit sliders. So I made Beyond Meat little vegan sliders.
Oh,
and they came out so good.
He's old enough to like pick it up and chew. How old is your baby?
He's 10 months. I'll break off little pieces of whatever I eat. I just make sure that it's not too spicy. There's not too much seasoning in it for him. And then I usually give him just little pieces of what I eat. I'm a little bit careful with proteins so that his body can get used to digesting proteins. But yeah, he's had chicken before and stuff like that. But yeah, that's my favorite dish as of late that I've made.
What's your least favorite food?
Arugula. Seriously, fuck arugula. I can't. Oh. If I see one more plate of arugula somewhere, I'm going to lose my mind. I hate arugula with such a passion. Put it on everything. Why is it on pizza? Why is arugula on pizza? I don't know.
That's a really good question.
Yeah. Here's what I love is the hate. This is what I love about that question. We've had so many guests recently like, I don't know. I don't like. And I'm like, no. Again, to be clear, Gina, we're on opposite sides of the arugula argument, but I respect the hate. You got to hate something or you stand for nothing when it comes to food.
Exactly.
I can feel how much you hate that arugula. There's so much vitriol in your voice.
I was at a show in Washington State somewhere, and I think it was Washington. It may not have been Washington. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But they took me to this restaurant. I ordered a salad and the salad was all arugula. And I swear to God, they put it in front of me. And I've never had such hatred in my face for a dish that was placed in front of me, to the point where the booker of this show, whenever I see arugula, I send her pictures of the arugula. I'm like, this is just a reminder of how much I hate arugula.
I am Ian L. Haddock, and I am a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Oh my gosh, salmon croquettes. Oh my gosh. I'm going to make somebody make me some. I don't cook either. But so salmon croquette. Oh my gosh. My mom, if she would have cooked me that every single day, I probably would eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I love it.
That's amazing. That sounds yummy. What about the opposite side of that? What's your least favorite food?
Oh my gosh, my least favorite food, anything with dairy. So I don't know if I was lactose intolerant, or my mama had this thing that if she didn't eat it, then you didn't eat it. And so she didn't eat cheese or any like dairy products. And so we never ate cheese or dairy products. So now I have a huge aversion to anything that smells like dairy. If it's very cheesy, if it has a lot of butter, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do it.
Do you like pizza?
I eat it with no cheese. It tastes like spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Cheeseless pizza.
You know, I thought I liked it, Ian, but man, I think the cheese thing's a deal breaker. Yeah. More cheese for me, I guess.
Yeah.
Hi, Danis Gule Nitsinigason, Nainai Apitaigo San Nina, Mistai Sage Gun Saskatchewan Oche, and I am a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Oh, that's also a good question.
And we talked about your dad, so it can be a dad dish too.
Yeah, it could be a dad dish.
Yeah, I mean, we love the traditional food, and especially because Toronto, we don't get it. So it's like our whole family freaks out whenever there's moose meat.
How do you cook moose meat? Yeah, what is
okay, every community has their way and they're going to claim that theirs is the best, but in my dad's home community, it's like you fast fry it and then you pour water into it. This just creates a gravy and you cook it with onions. Mm-hmm. So that's the Cumberland House way of doing it, and I had it two nights ago and it was amazing.
Yeah, you had me at onions. Oh my god.
Yeah, you had me at flash fry.
What is your least favorite food?
Oh my God, liver and onions, which is like the opposite of the spectrum of moose meat. And I was never a picky eater as a kid, but oh my God, how can you? It's just the worst. I can't even swallow it.
And is it the texture that you don't like, or just the gaminess
the texture,
of it?
But also the flavor. Like I eat a lot of rich, gamey food. And so it's not even the strongness of the flavor. It's just like this weird powdery, like mixed with the flavor. I just don't like it.
Right, right. Okay, that's acceptable. We accept that.
My name is Junlin Yang, and I am a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
She made this Chinese barbecue pork, and she would only do it on special occasions, but it was amazing.
Yum.
Awesome. Yeah. What's your least favorite food?
Squash. I hate squash. I like it as soup, but in no other form. My wife makes fun of me for
that one
squash.
Was said with like such authority. Like,
yeah. So yeah, much disdain and disgust. Like, yeah.
My name is Sarah Alfaji, and I am a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Ooh, I love me a good fatira. Fatira is like a mini calzone situation. So I don't know how to make them myself.
What's in it?
Fatira can have anything you want. I specifically love a good spinach, sumac, and onion fatira. That is my favorite. It's like a good, like a lot of fun memories, like having those like in a backpack for school. Like it's a perfect like lunchtime quick meal.
That's amazing.
What is your least favorite food?
Olives and cheese. I'm a terrible Arab.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about to say.
Yeah. I hate cheese.
All olives and all cheese, huh?
Olives taste like metal in my mouth, and all cheese are bad.
Wow.
Full stop.
Fighting words. Fighting words.
How do you feel about pizza?
Terrible.
Really? So anything with cheese on it too. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. American pizza in particular is bad. I can tolerate like an actual like Italian pizza. All American pizza is bad.
Wow. Fighting words, Sarah.
I don't think Roman's going to be your friend anymore.
Yeah, that's like, I literally that's like a deal breaker for him. Just unpre-ordered Squire.
It's okay. Sacrifices have to be made.
For the cause.
She's living her truth.
Yeah, yeah. Pizza is not a meal. It's not a dish. It's a nothing.
You're like doubling down.
Yeah. If you tell me, like, oh, come over, we're having pizza. And I'm like, so when do we have real food?
That's funny.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, you are not the first person to hate on cheese on this podcast. So you're in good company with those other people that are wrong.
It's okay. They always shun the prophets. They always shun the people with the truth.
Hi, my name's Dr. Bhavik Kumar, and I'm a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Oh, my mom makes a lot of good Gujarati food. So whatever she cooks is really good. She makes khichdi, which is like rice with some sort of lentil or something like that. And that's always been my favorite. And she makes this eggplant dish, which is like my go-to comfort food.
Nice.
Yum.
I think Sharon's starting to learn the magic of khichdi.
I am.
Not the first Gujarati guest who has mentioned
yes.
that. So.
I demanded mom's recipe for khichdi from our other guests. So if you want to, submit yours too,
I will.
I'll compare the two and experiment with both and see which one turns out better.
Yeah. Let me know, please.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite food?
Oh, you know, I don't like anything that's sour or I don't like a lot of things that are sour or pickled.
Okay.
So pickles, mustard, anything in that sort of range of taste is not my go-to or favorite.
So with Indian food, you don't do a char then?
I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about lemonade?
So. I mean, just the word lemonade gives me a little acid reflux.
No way.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. Yeah, maybe
I thought we were going to be friends.
Maybe it's just my body. It's just I don't agree with it.
You're so sweet. You can't be sour.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Aliyah Habib, and I'm a modern minority.
Yes. What's your favorite mom dish?
Ooh, I can't eat it anymore because I have a dairy allergy. But my mom actually had a bakery called Aliyah's Fine Foods. And she made the best cheesecake. She still makes the best cheesecake in the world. I actually had it, and I shouldn't have, on my drive cross country. I was like, Mom, can you make me a cheesecake? I just need cheesecake. So when I stopped in Texas, she made me one. And I had a stomach ache until, where did I land? The Grand Canyon? But oh, it was absolutely worth it. Every single ounce. It was delicious.
Good cheesecake is definitely worth any stomach cramps, for sure.
But she also makes a really good bean pie. She learned from the guy who originated the recipe. So if that's any indication, it's delicious.
What is your least favorite food?
Least favorite. I don't know that I have one. I'm a picky eater in that I am vegan. So... Well, I'm vegan-ish because I will have –
because you'll have a cheesecake now and then.
I'll have a cheesecake every now and again. But also, I will have meat every once in a while. Don't tell anybody. But it's usually only once a year on
That's for Eid. The culture. It's for the culture.
Right. It's for the culture. It's for Eid. I can't turn down the lamb. I'm sorry. Right. It's a part of my cultural tradition. So leave me alone with my lamb. If I want it, I'm going to eat it. But no, honestly, the prophet even said, peace and blessings be upon him, that you should only have meat every 40 days. So in that, I'm still emulating that lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's nothing that if it gets served to you that you're like, no, I'm just not touching that. It's not my thing.
Pineapples.
Really?
Pineapples. Really?
The truth comes out.
No, actually, oh no, that does remind me. So this is, it's not something, well, I guess it is something that I hate. I don't like fruit salad. If all of my fruit is touching, I can't.
Fruit salad, right? Because like they're all good by themselves.
Totally. Yes.
Yeah. Why would you mix them up?
Thank you. I can't. So, okay. That reminded me.
Especially on like a hot summer day at a picnic.
But even if it's cold, I just don't like them touching. Like, it doesn't make any sense to my brain.
Eat the strawberries by themselves. Eat the pineapples by themselves.
I get that. That was a great answer.
It was a trick question because that's kind of racist that you don't like fruit salad.
What?
You don't like things mixing? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow. No, that ain't me.
I'm JT Tolentino, and I'm a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
So it's this one Filipino dish called kiri-kiri, which is basically oxtails in a peanut butter sauce. So good.
I just had that the other night. It's takeout.
It is so good. But my mom, she makes it with peanut butter, and it's so good because she puts a lot of peanut butter in it.
So, and then I had shrimp paste for the first time recently.
Also, bagoong, so good.
It is very good with, how do you say it again?
Bagoong?
No, I call it kari kari, which obviously is not pronounced correctly.
Oh, kiri kiri?
Kiri kiri, yeah. Very yummy.
Fun fact, so one of my wife's close work friends is Filipino, and every once in a while she brings over lumpiao. And my daughter, it is the top of the food chain for my daughter. Lumpiao is the best for her.
It's clutch. The Filipino egg rolls are the best.
What is your least favorite food?
My least favorite food is, oh God, because I love so many foods. It's, oh shoot.
Be careful with your answer. This is where you lose friendships.
I know. I know. Okay, so there's this one, I don't like bugs. So my cousin sometimes, when I used to live with my cousin in New York, he would sometimes make a bug dish. You can get the bugs.
Okay, what? I feel like this is too obvious of a no. Come on, everyone's going to say no to bugs.
No, he loves it. Like he'll stir fry it and he'll put what vegetables kind of in.
My mom grew up eating grasshoppers in Africa, so yeah.
No, it's not grasshoppers, so it's some other kind of bug, but it just doesn't taste great to me. I just don't.
Yeah, like no, but come on, give me something you can veto. You're at a restaurant with all your friends, or you're on a date. Come on, what's your veto food that you can get out of because you just hate it?
Oh, okay, hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs? What do you have
in your house? There's something about cooked
yolk. They smell like farts.
No, it's not that. It's the, I don't like how the yolk gets all grainy in your mouth and it tastes like you just ate like a bunch of chalk dust and said that was delicious. I mean, it's like, it's like, why would you do this?
Oh, well, you clearly aren't using enough salt and pepper. Jeez.
Clearly. Yeah. Or soy sauce, which is what I do with hard boiled eggs.
Yeah. But if the egg yolk is like that really runny egg yolk, oh, so good. You put that over like anything. Ugh. That's heaven.
Oh, so soft boiled eggs are fine. It's just literally the hard boiled. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Especially when people eat that for breakfast. It's like, I'm just going to eat hard boiled eggs for breakfast. I'm like,
once or twice a week, JT. Once or twice a week.
Oh my God. I'm just like, there are better things to eat. I mean, I can scoop up a piece of grass off the floor and call that your breakfast.
Fighting words.
That's funny.
Hi, my name is Saif Hamid, and I'm a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
An Egyptian dessert called basbousa.
Ooh, what is that?
Basbousa is made, different people make it slightly differently, but the way we make it, the ingredients are cream of wheat or farina, yogurt, sugar, butter, goodness. Bake it, put a little imprint in the top, put a slivered almond on it, cover it with syrup, let the syrup soak in and then enjoy.
So you know, I feel like
it sounds like almost like a flan consistency or like a baked pudding consistency.
No, it's like, have you ever had a honey cake or a semolina cake? It's basically like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, like backpacking around the Middle East, Indian sweets I hate, or I grew up hating because they were far too sweet. Now I have an appreciation for like a nibble here and there, right? Because I can't get them. But the thing I loved about backpacking around the Middle East always was walking by the sweet shops. And this is going to sound weird, but seeing the bees buzzing around it, because I was like, the good shit. Yeah. That's the good shit.
The honey, like just the drizzled honey over anything's like, right? The least sweet. So good.
All right. What's your least favorite food?
My least favorite food? Oh, this might be my chance to pick on your pizza habits.
Go for it.
You did your homework and listened to one episode and you're going to kill us on this one.
You're about to make an enemy, Safe. Just let me know.
Wait, is that allowed in Speedrun?
Yeah, of course. It's your show too, buddy.
No, we could have a whole podcast devoted to pizza and you guys could take your English muffin and bagel pizzas and I'll stop there.
No, hang on. It's kind of like, look, I like Chipotle, but I don't call it Mexican food. So it's English muffin pizza in name only for the kids. I got to have a proper pie. You'll appreciate this. If we had a guest, someone you and I both know on the show and his least favorite food was pizza. Full stop.
What?
And he's a New Yorker. And I'm like, I'm calling the mayor. You're out. I'm having you deported, buddy.
Redmond was pretty upset about that.
I jest. I think, look, bread, sauce, cheese, and whatever else you want to put on it, it's amazing no matter what. My least favorite food, I'll give you a good one, which bucks a trend or a stereotype. Lamb.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That is a surprise to hear it coming from you.
I am calling the Arab League. We are revoking your membership.
Go for it. Yeah, it's not really my least favorite food, but it's surprising. Our first night home here at my parents' house, my dad made really, really good lamb chops. And I had a bite and that's it. I didn't want any more.
And in all four, so like lamb curries, lamb.
No, so I think I'm just picky. I'm picky. Like a lamb chop, a good lamb rib chop, all day. Lamb curry, yes. Though less so. Not all day, but I also like, I just love to eat, and I'll eat anything, really, except for pork.
My name is Nidhi Chinani, and I am a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Like food?
Like food. Yeah. So something that your mom made for you, or since you're a mom now, something that you make today that would be like your signature mom dish. Maybe both.
So my favorite mom dish was my mom made samosas a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because they're not hard to make. They're just time consuming. As somebody who makes them now, I know that. And, you know, that's why it was like a special treat because they're so a lot of time and I make them. But my daughter's favorite is alu gobi paratha.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Which is like a flatbread stuffed with spiced potatoes and cauliflower.
Yum.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's like a go-to.
Every time my mom comes up for a visit mm-hmm. or I go down, she like fries up a storm, packs them in wax paper and foil, and I stick a pile of them in my freezer. Like there's always awesome. A pile of those in my freezer.
It's good. I aspire to be the mom who does that in the future when my child comes to visit. And like, you know, the yogurt containers of food.
But you can't fly with the yogurt containers anymore.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. That's upsetting about that. But my mom also does freeze her like chicken curry masala and puts it in jars and puts that in my freezer.
That's love.
Yes, it is.
Well, the antithesis of love is what's your least favorite food?
Man. My least favorite food. This does really slow it down because I'm like, okay, so I would have to say, so I'm a lifelong vegetarian. So all meat is out. And I feel like there's certain cuisines that are very meat forward. And one of those is Greek food. And I can really only have like falafel or tzatziki or tabbouleh at a restaurant. I'm not talking about like actual what Greek people eat. And I'm sure it's vast compared to what ends up at a restaurant. But it ends up being my least favorite because I miss the spicy.
Mm.
And I'm very limited in terms of options. So it's not necessarily least favorite, but it's just like something that I don't get too excited about.
It's a genre you have trouble with. Have you had the spinach and feta thing?
Spanakopita. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, all right.
Again, it could use some flavor.
Heat.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I mean, you grew up with that kind of palate. I feel like it skews your perception of how things should taste.
Yeah. It's not even close to like an alu gobi anything.
No. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
My name is Victor Lukerson, and I'm a modern minority.
What is your favorite mom dish?
Ooh, I'm going to go with baked macaroni and cheese, which she doesn't make anymore because like my dad has health issues I haven't had in a long time.
Yeah.
But the baked macaroni and cheese from back in the day.
Yum.
Nice.
What's your least favorite food?
My least favorite food. I'm going to go peas. I really don't like the texture and the... peas.
Yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah. Mac and cheese is your favorite. Peas are your least favorite. You know, you would get along great with my kids.
I'm Christina Lee, and I'm a modern minority.
What's your favorite mom dish?
Oh, God. Okay. I really like her fried rice.
Okay. What's in it?
She does a lot of black pepper.
Okay.
She does a lot of bell pepper. She does like the standard, like frozen vegetables, like that carrot and pea mix, like that we all know. But it's something about the way she seasons it and gets it like extra crisp because like my partner will make fried rice here at home, but that's always the standard I'm measuring up against. Like she manages to get it just like crispy, but not too oily. Yeah, that's the standard for me.
I'm going to send you the Malaysian fried rice.
Please. Recipe
that's become our family go-to.
Nice.
What's your least favorite food?
Well, I'm a vegetarian. That's a pretty easy question.
I don't allow that. So, okay. Of the vegetarian-friendly foods, what's the veto thing you don't want?
Dang. Because that's the thing. Like, I became a vegetarian by, like, taste.
Oh, so you didn't like the taste of meat. So
right. Okay. I, by choice as a child, I was like, oh, I don't like pork. That's interesting.
Huh.
And so even now...
Both sides of your Asian heritage are rolling over in their grave.
Exactly. I'm impossible to feed. and on that front, like, I really don't like the Impossible Burger type stuff.
Yeah,
but I understand that that is not for me. It is available to me, but every time I have it, I'm like, ugh, no, that's okay.
Hi, I'm Sung Kang, and I'm a modern minority.
What's your favorite mom dish?
It's this thing called jeon. It's like jajeon. It's a green onion pancake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she used to make, anytime I see her, she always makes that. Like, actually, she, that's the only thing she can't cook. Well, she's a horrible cook, but so she can cook that. The worst.
You let me know if you want me to edit that part out, son. I don't know if your mom's
No. Everybody knows like her, because she was like the youngest child of like six children. So she never had to go. I mean, her food is disgusting. I mean, it's like gross. It's like gross, man.
I think it's the first time we went into that territory with this question. Yeah.
Disgusting food. Like I don't know what she thinks when she's making this food, but it's.
But the
like,
pancake's good. The onion pancake. Yeah,
the scallion pancake.
Yeah, it's good. It's just flour and green onion, so you can't really ruin it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
What is your least favorite food?
Least favorite food, jeez. Oh, wagyu.
Okay.
You don't like wagyu beef? What do you have against that?
I hate wagyu.
Why?
I get sick right away. I hate it. Mm.
Do you eat regular beef?
Yeah. Like ribeye, it's like I can eat that all day. Like kalbi, I can eat all that. But wagyu, for some reason, it's like. And actually, when people, you know, when I go to Asia, because wagyu is like, you know, expensive or a delicacy.
Right.
I tell them, I go, hey, you know, I know you want to take me out to dinner, but please, no wagyu, no toro, no wagyu, and they don't listen. Like nobody listens to me.
Right.
They take me to like a wagyu restaurant. It's like all they serve is wagyu. I get furious. I get so angry.
Wow.
Because it's a waste of money and a waste of food, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
I can't eat it. So I hate wagyu. Hate it.
My name is Mandy Segal and I'm a modern minority.
Mandy, what's your favorite mom dish?
Oh, you know the answer to this one.
Well, explain it to, because it's not a popular dish. Explain it to people.
It is not a popular dish. And
it is my least favorite dish.
And it is Roman's least favorite dish. But it is my absolute favorite dish. So much so that we had it at my wedding and people were like, you're going to have that at your wedding? And I was like, it's my favorite dish.
What is it?
So, yes, I'm having that at my wedding. So it's called garichal. And it's basically poor man's food. It's delicious. It's made out of a flour that is called besan. I don't know what it actually is in English, but it's a type of flour and buttermilk and turmeric, so holy, and mustard seeds and bay leaves. And it's a yellowish color, and you fry vegetable fritters or pakoras, and you put them in there, and you serve it over rice. And it's like spicy and tart all at the same time. It is delicious. You can never find it in a restaurant, sort of on the secret menu. You can ask for it. They'll look at you like, what that
it's
is.
More like a it's like a grandma dish. Like,
it's peasant food. So that's why everybody was like, why are you having that at your wedding? I was like, it's my favorite thing to eat. Of course I'm going to have it at my wedding.
Yeah. But there's kind of like fritters. Does it, when you serve it, does it look like fritters?
It looks like chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. Oh, no, but then they're like,
okay.
But there's no chicken. So the fritters, the pakoras get put in the sauce.
Soggy pakoras.
It's soggy pakoras.
Oh, but
I get
delicious.
It.
Delicious. No, they're
soggy
not really...
pakoras and no soggy pakoras in buttermilk mustard.
No, that's not true. It's like mustard seed. Oh, whatever. It's not. No, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
And you know the beauty of me not liking it, it's more for Mandy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go. You don't have to fight over it.
Never. He refused to eat it. And it was the one thing that my parents like gave him a pass on.
Yeah, it's my only, well, because it literally triggers his vomit. Like thinking about it, I'm kind of getting the
but vomit. I mean, I can see how maybe that felt that it's heavy because it's got buttermilk in it. But
no, but it's not heavy. It's hard to describe. We'll just have to make you some. But it's like
make me some. I can't wait.
Delicious. It is, and
we have an aunt in LA. You could like roll in, and she would make it for you.
Yeah,
but yes, she would. But you'd never leave. So actually, because she'd adopt you, because she's amazing. So, but the thing is that it was the only dish at our wedding that was all gone, and not because I ate it all. Yeah.
See, so Roman, a lot of other people like this.
A lot of other people like it.
Hey, I'm a beautiful and unique.
You are. And that's our show.
Like what you heard? Please subscribe, leave a review, and a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting platform.
Now more than ever, people need to be hearing these stories. Please share our show with a friend or three.
Want to learn more or got something to share? Visit modmypod.com or email us, hi mom@modmypod.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at modminpod. We'd love to hear from you.
That's it for now. I've been Ramin Segal.
And I'm still Sharon Lee Tony.
Remember, we're all modern minorities out there.
We'll talk to you soon.